This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio. No, this is not your boy Naughty. This your boy Pearly. Filling in for Naughty today. He's a little bit under the weather, I guess. I don't know if it's the joys of that big Cowboy win the other day or he was upset the Dolphins won, but something like that. So I'm happy to be here, happy to fill in for him at any time. Happy to be here with you. First day of the week. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I had a nice quiet weekend. Nice quiet weekend. Just chilling a little bit, you know. Had a little been out for a little breakfast Sunday after church, you know. Just hung out a little bit. Just, you know, nothing major. Just chilling, you know. But it was a good weekend. You know, got a little spiritual there. Trying to move in that, as you know, as a Catholic, this is the beginning of Advent. So, you know, this is preparation for Christmas. The church is broken up in different calendars, and Advent is the beginning of the year, and we get into Christmas, and then Ordinary Time, and then we get into Lent, Easter. So this is the Advent season as we prepare for the coming, for the birth. So it's an exciting time in the church. It's exciting, and everybody getting ready for Christmas. Everybody decorating, all kind of nice sales going on. So. It's getting there. It's starting to feel a lot like Christmas. But before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors, you know, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Center of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Lois Wholesale, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotia Bank, and of course, Tropical Gyros. Just before we get into our regular program and talk to my good friend out of Abaco, let's just take a quick look at what's on the front page of The Guardian today. Headline, PM's urgent plea to world leaders. Davis calls for action on loss and damage fund. Sands hits back at claim that F&M leadership orchestrated attack. Pintad, PLP wants to cherry-pick good news in IMF report. Darvel, new HIV cases are down 63% in the business section. This is wonderful. Nassau Cruise Port sets new annual record for passengers. Port welcomes 3 million. I could read numbers now. 3,869,003 cruise passengers as of the end of November. NCP CEO Mike Mora Jr. called the new record a monumental milestone. I'm going to say landslide. Let's see what else we got. Oh, non-compliant taxpayers continue to push tax urgencies, Halkidis. And Blue Company Caribbean program will benefit regions. Blue economy framework, says the PM. You know, I'd like to give you the gas. Rubis is now 529, going down. Esso 525, and Shell remains at $6.11 a gallon. Yeah, so we got Roscoe on the line, Mr. Producer. Roscoe.
Yes, sir.
How are you? My good buddy Roscoe with the same last name as in Thompson. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon, everyone. Just want to apologize for the last couple of weeks I've not been on. I was recovering from pneumonia back in early November, so finally got my strength back, and in January I go for my surgery on my back, so I'll be out of commission and in Nassau for a couple months in the new year.
Oh boy! So this age thing is something to us now.
Yeah. I know. I've missed a lot over the past 3 weeks.
Oh, you sure did.
And And I know I don't really get into the sports, you know, except I like to jab Naughty a little. And I know he isn't probably listening, but I hope he realizes, boy, our Dolphins look really good.
Oh, he knows that, because I don't hesitate to remind him of that. All right, and I've not yet become what we call that guy. I just rub it in. Not yet. I just got to win something.
Not yet. I know.
But we're getting there. We're getting there. So how you feeling? You feeling better now? I mean, you good?
Yeah. I just came back. I just came back from Nassau today. Went in to see the doctor. But I'm feeling a lot better than I did last week. Okay. Each week has been a gradual improvement. So I'm very grateful for that.
You know, when we as men get at this age, we tend not to want to listen to our doctor, but I've learned, listen to your doctor, okay?
I trust me, I listened very well. I stayed home in bed and didn't do anything.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Except take the medication.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're feeling a lot better. That's good.
So,
and then we'll keep you in our prayers come January that everything goes well, you know?
Yeah, things have not really changed much over here in Abaco, man. I mean, you know, it's like a, you know, repeating tape deck, you know, when it starts skipping and skipping, it's the same thing. It's the government stalled. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of complaints recently about NIB and the National Insurance Board and pension funds and people trying to get their pension. I mean, I'm even one that got injured on the job and was declined surgery by NIB for getting injured on the job.
Wow.
And I have to have surgery in January to repair something that I got injured. It's amazing. So it makes me, my heart goes out to those people that are less fortunate, I say that just so people know that I'm in the same boat as some people. You know, I don't carry private health insurance. You know, there's things like that.
Yep.
It's just too expensive, but.
Yep.
It just shows you, and I say that because it comes to the point that I think no matter what our government says to the Bahamian public, we are broke. I think that is the bottom line. We do not have the generation of funds. Even when you see the new tourism or the new port with all those new tourists, you know, 3.9 million or whatever you said coming in, how many of them are actually getting off the boat?
Well, I mean, I think I haven't read the story, but I think they're saying that expenditure on Bay Street has increased with the increase in arrivals. But still, you know, and we do appreciate every tourist that come here, and we want you to enjoy our country.
Right.
But the money they spend is nowhere near that the overnight tourist spend or the stopover tourist spend. So,
right.
So, I mean, it's all relative in the sense that it is a big help to the economy. Taxi drivers, Surrey drivers, the stuff they make money, the souvenir people, they make money, and others make money. So, but still, it's not with the overnight tourists, and it'll be interesting to see how we're doing. They say we're going to do 8 million tourists this year so far.
Wow.
So I mean, that's wonderful, and particularly where a lot of people are more interested in traveling since the pandemic. So, and the most logical place to visit is the Bahamas. So, be grateful for that as well.
Oh,
but I read something the other day, Roscoe, that the shanty towns in Abaco are growing.
Yep. It's actually frustrating when you see, and you know, I have been keeping up with some things on Facebook, especially just hot topics, like, you know, they demolished some shanty towns in Nassau, and then I think they had to put 18 Bahamians up at a motel.
Okay.
I think that was a story that came out, you know, or by one of the ministers that, you know, they had to put some.
I can't remember. I think somebody said 18, I think it was.
Yeah, it's something like that. But that's our biggest concern here, you know, but it's still growing. And, you know, that bothers me, you know, it isn't like you have to keep reporting it. All you have to do is drive down there and go up through there and see what's going on. It's like everything has become stagnant.
So are people turning a blind eye to this? And it's just, I mean, obviously if a building goes up, you're going to see it go up.
Yeah, but it goes up so quick, and it goes up in the back, and they have no, and no, and I say this, they don't have respect for the law, so it doesn't. It's like, I'll just do it. Nobody's going to say anything, or you know, by time they do, you know, if I'm here 6 months a year, oh great, no problem.
Wow.
Now on the flip side of it, Pearly, I've always said this. You know, maybe me and you should get together, or me, you, and Naughty, and you know, a bunch of and look at building, you know, 51 bedroom, you know, like 52 bedrooms, you know, and let government start targeting these ones here on work permits to push to rental, you know,
yeah.
And get them out of there. You know, there's so I do understand we need to have a plan and we need to see. But it's sad to see that it continues to grow.
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
what bothers me. So that then says there are more people coming to Abaco. You know, they're more illegals, or they're just getting away with what they can get away with.
Is there right a call now. For more? Is there a call for more labor force in Abaco now? Is all that's just people who were there now coming back?
No, I think the labor force is still pretty strong because there's still a lot of rebuilding and construction going on. You know, not so much as in the mainland. There are projects going on in the mainland, but you have Matlow's Key, which is they call it the Montage Key now, which uh-huh. is right off of Marsh Harbor. You know, you got Hopetown, Man of War, Guanakee, Green Turtle. You know, they'll always do great, but it's still a lot of you still see a lot of people here from Freeport. Nassau, other family islands that came here to help from Dorian, and
okay.
it's just continued to get. Now the illegal side, you I can't say how many or what, but when you see that shanty town growing, that should be the concern. It should not be allowed. You know, you had it at one side, you know, or one area, and when you see it, it's so. And of course, you know, it's this time of year, Christmas. So, you know, between me and you, nothing is going to happen this year. And I don't think nothing will happen any next year over here in Abaco. Maybe not until the summertime.
Christmas right around the corner. And then by the end of next week, everything basically goes slow. So that nothing will happen then. And then it takes a couple of weeks to get into the new year. And see, the problem I'm seeing is if we're going to allow it to fester and grow, it's going to become a bigger problem in terms of dealing with it when you finally decide that you're going to deal with it.
And I agree with you. That's the most logical and common, you know, that's common sense right there. If you knew that it was 2 acres and now it's, you know, 3 acres or 4 acres, that issue is going to be bigger when the time comes to deal with it, you know. But it comes down to something more important. Me and you and everybody else in this country has to go and put in for plans. We have to pay X, Y, and Z. We have to go before town planning for approval. We have to get a permit number. We have to make sure we have a septic, electricity. Yeah. We have to do all of that.
And if we finance it through the bank is going to send an inspector there to make sure we comply to everything that's supposed to comply. So you can't play no games.
But you have your own BPL down there. It's not even, they got a 45, 50, 50 megawatt generator that they run power to run that area.
Wow.
So somebody's making good money. You know, I know back in the time of the mud and the peas, it was $100 a week for living accommodations. And then I want to say it was $60 a week or every, I forget what exactly it was. You had to pay for power, but it was only on from a certain time to a certain time.
Oh boy.
And it was all, you know, done by generators.
So all those people who lived in the Mud and Pea actually paid rent, most of them paid rent and electricity bill
to somebody. Yes, to somebody. Not you know, whoever.
BPL didn't make the electricity money.
No, BPL didn't make no money off of that. Even right now, you might look at the one building, and when you open the door, it's three or four rooms with a bathroom down at the end. You know, so it's a communal restroom or bathroom and shower, but you have four or five separate rooms.
Wow. Roscoe, we can take a quick break, but just before we take a break, let me read a couple of these texts. When they go in to tax them hotel profits. Oh, boy, okay. Great show as usual. You tell our guests to do what people did back in the day, drink a warm ginger ale. Great show as usual. Pearly, question for you and your guests. Am I the only one who ain't glad the hurricane ain't come because I did not insure the house and my woman think I paid the insurance? Boy, I tell you, prayers, Pearly. I pray the hurricane away. I think if not all behemoths are glad hurricane didn't come this year, but not for that reason. Just glad we didn't see a hurricane, because I never want to see a hurricane hit our country. Pearly, don't lie. You is an honest person. Question you and Naughty ain't paid a house insurance. Oh boy, I tell you, we live. Oh no, no, house insurance. I tell you, house insurance paid. That I sure of. Pearly, why does they require central government to resolve? The local Ministry of Works can stop new construction, and those in breach can be charged by the local magistrate.
Boy, that's an argument that we have been going over with Ministry of Works here in Abaco. They can put a stop work order up, and it's actually the follow-up. Once he does that, and then it's up to the police, him and the police, to go down there, and it just doesn't happen, because a local magistrate can address that issue when that illegal construction is going on. It's just not enforced.
Something ain't right. But Roscoe, we're going to take a quick break. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty and Talking Heads, talking to Roscoe Thompson out of Abaco and what's going on in the great island of Abaco. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more with Roscoe. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive big box loaded with 2 pieces of your favorite fried chicken, 4 pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back. Talking Heads with Pearly and Roscoe this great Monday. Today is December 4th, 2023. 21 days to Christmas. So Roscoe, what else is happening in Abaco that we need to talk about a little bit more? And, you know, it's kind of sad that every week you're almost talking about the same thing because nothing is happening. How can we put a fire under this?
Boy, that's a good question. I mean, I thought being on Garden Radio, you know, even in the press, Facebook, you would think that the government would address some of the issues and deal with it. You know, even the DRA, what's going on with them? Are they still assessing houses? This is 2 years into this administration, and I know people that still have not been helped. I don't know what's going on in that side, you know, in that ministry. It's business-wise, the economy over here is really taken off. It's a lot of opportunity for people to invest, you know, open a new business.
Okay.
A lot of things, you know, you see that, so it's good.
Okay, so
in that, but okay. In terms of government, the only other thing I can say that really looks good is our government complex that they decorated for Christmas this year. I must say it really looks good. My only question would be, did somebody from Abaco get that contract, or was that somebody from Nassau? That's what I.
But
like
there
to
is
know.
A story that they spent $500,000 on Christmas decorations. I would hope. That includes not just New Providence. That would have been for the family islands as well.
From what I understand, yeah, I understand the $500,000 included the family islands and everything. It's just my point being that, you know, we got somebody from Nassau coming here to do something that, you know, somebody in Abaco, you know, that money could have stayed here.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. But and in their defense, I believe I'm defending them. Here we go. But in their defense, spending, like you go to say, listen, I need to get all these decorations. And maybe the cost, I don't know. This is my guessing here now. Maybe the cost to get one person to do all of that would be a lot cheaper than going to each island and hiring somebody there. That would be my only defense for that. And I don't know if that's a good defense because, you know, you're spending money to travel, so you could, you know, I guess you could have spent the extra money.
No, but I give them.
I'm so sorry I threw that out there. Like, huh?
No, but that was a good shot. At least it looks nice. And I do see that, you know, like our township is getting ready for our Christmas tree lighting on the 12th.
Wonderful.
We have one in Charber and then one in Spring City. And, you know, we do, we have somebody that prepares 100 or 200 meals.
Okay.
You know, we have a little Christmas tree lighting in both settlements. And,
okay.
You know, which is good. And that's from the local government, which indirectly is all, you know, it's giving back to the community and like that. But but Pearly, in regards to what's happening over here, it's even Pelican Shores Road that they started. They put quarry down and they graded it nice and then boom, it stopped. Now, why was it stopped? Have they finished paying the contractor or given him the next payment? You know what? You know, so you see that, you know, it's just it's the same old that's been going on. I mean, there's some glimmer of hope, but then it just fades away.
I understand. And let me read this quick text. Pearly, could we do a toy drive for kids in Abaco because the kids deserve a good Christmas? And I agree, but I think the Guardian does a program. I don't know if where it includes, so it'll be a little above my pay grade right now to say, hey, yeah. But I and when it comes to helping kids, I'm all in. Great show as usual. Our Christmas tree in Nassau looks horrible. It needs a do-over. And if the F&M did a tree like that, the public would call for a by election. I remember when Minister Roll, Lanisha Roll, did a tree, and people didn't like it. They weren't very nice, and I felt that one. And she had to do a do-over. So maybe, you know, I saw the tree. It did. Anyway, I can do that one.
I saw a friend of mine, well, not a friend, but just a colleague, make a comment on it, and I said, that's an ugly tree.
I don't understand how we can't just get it right. Put up a tree and make it look pretty.
I mean, my wife's an artist, and you know, she was like, wow, you know, it's whoever they did. Maybe a redo.
I look at it, I'm like, come on, you know, why don't we, you know, get a bunch of pretty ornaments and plenty. I like lights. When I do my tree at home, I put a million lights, plenty lights and beautiful ornaments, and it can't be that hard.
It's too overbearing.
We have too many talented artists in this country to not have a decent looking Christmas tree. Too many. And maybe we need to stop playing this political game when it comes to things like this. Yeah. Let's get the best there is.
And that's why I say, because I'm glad from my community and seeing what they have done and where they come together and, you know, what our plans moving forward for our Christmas tree lighting and, you know, things like that, and developing that area into a memorial garden, maybe with the playground in the back with restrooms. Beautiful. You know, so there's things like that that are on the board, you know, so it's. I'm happy. That's from the local government standpoint in that regards. So I'm extremely grateful. You know, we applied to central government to get certain properties. You know, like we need a graveyard in Abaco and Marsh Harbor and Spring City. So, you know, we did the process to apply for the Crown land to get it. So it's in local government's name, like the Marsh Harbor Spring City Township. So nobody can do anything with it. It's not like it can be sold or leased out to anybody. It belongs to the government and the township.
Right now,
everything is, you know, you could go and apply for a piece of land that has a local government building on it, and you just don't know. You know, it's so I'm glad to see some of those things happening. In that regards,
I'm not certain. Let me read this next text. I spoke to a friend about the Christmas tree today, and they said maybe the tree looking that way is some kind of a tradition that the public is not aware of, a tradition of ugly trees? I don't know. Interesting.
They can't. Take some of the decorations off.
It looked too crowded. It looked jammed up.
Yeah.
It looked jammed right up. And honestly, I'm not a person that would publicly criticize something like that. I'll try to find the goodness in it and try to find the nice way. But I really, on this one, I can't. I tried. I really tried. But it's not my nature that that's the dog age, but I'm just hoping that we could take a look at it. We get too many talented artists in this country, man.
Listen, Bernie, it's embarrassing. That's all. I mean, and the story. It needs to be redone. And that, I mean, bottom line.
Boy.
You know, for whatever I think I saw in the paper today, that the tree in Nassau cost, I think it was $25,000. Or the decorations or something, whatever it was. I think that was a number, not the 500,000 that people were saying it was. But if you're paying that type of money and that's what you got, I mean, God help us. I don't want them decorating nothing else.
The text box of the tree looked like crap and nothing else I could say. But when it comes to Abaco, and you said not too much construction is going on in Marsh Harbor. Is there construction going on in other places like Dundestown?
No. Let me say there's still a lot of construction. It's just not there's other places that are building. Marsh Harbor, mostly a lot of businesses. We do have some residential, you know, townhomes and stuff like that that are being built. some more people are now building out on Eastern Shores where there's water now, you know, so there is stuff like that. It's just that there are areas that will, you know, grow a lot quicker than what Marsh Harbor, business-wise, Marsh Harbor is still doing very well.
Okay.
You know, construction-wise, and even, you know, Hopetown, the Keys are Winding Bay. You know, you now, like I say, now you have the Sterling Group, you know, the Montage Key. Okay. I'm not too sure how many Bahamians are employed there, but I hear there's a good number. If that's okay. So, it's all beneficial to this central area. But, you know, as I was telling somebody today, and a lot of people, I'm waiting for the census to come out because I'd like to see what they say our population in Marsh Harbor is and in Abaco, because I know post-Dorian, we were about 4,400, maybe 5,000 Bahamians living in this area.
In Marsh Harbor? Not the whole, Marsh not Harbor. The okay, yeah, okay.
4,400.
I thought I was the only person anxious to see the census, you know.
No, because I keep telling people, hey, we're lucky if we have half of the people back here in Marsh Harbor. Now, that doesn't include Dundas and Murphytown and other areas, okay. But, you know, that's Marsh Harbor proper, okay. You know, as I say. But a lot of people don't, you know, until I point out the different areas and I say, hey, you know, think of this. Sweetings Village is one of our largest homeowner districts where people are living. And then you have what they call Government Sub.
Yeah.
Which is Cove Estates. And then, I always forget the name of it. But anyway, Little Orchard. You okay. know, those are our three biggest main populated areas here in Marsh Harbor.
Okay. Let me jump on these couple of texts again. Yes, the tradition of ugly trees, that person texts again. Pretty. Then must he had a blind Mexican decorate the tree and an illegal one too. Oh, my goodness. Simple is lovely. Just put only lights on it. Simple would be better if we cannot seem to decorate it properly. Take cues from Rockefeller Center. Yes, the tree. You see the tree in Rockefeller Center?
No, I haven't seen it, but I know
it's beautiful. The scariest thing is the minister said the tree wasn't finished. What else he wanted added? The kitchen sink.
But listen,
and one last one. Pearly question, which family member during Christmas the entire family asking to bring ice because they can't cook? And also, which family member is tote the food before Christmas dinner start? None. My family, we enjoy. I've been bringing the turkey forever. Everybody got a different thing to bring, and that's what they bring every year. And if food left over, everybody take the little plate when they go. Simple. Go ahead, Ross. Go ahead and just put that out there.
No. That's no problem.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, sir.
There's only one day that I look forward to. That's Christmas Day. Oh, I look forward to Christmas Day.
what I was going to say is, we just celebrated our 50th, right?
Yes.
Don't you think some nice Bahamian flags with, you know, the colors of the flag, you know, would have been nice, you know, being our 50th rather than I
got you. I understand what you're saying. No, yeah, that would have been nice. Or even nice, bright Junkanoo colors would have been nice. Any one of those two. I would have lived with the Bahamian flag.
Better than what it is.
And you do a nice light array where you see the yellow, black, and gold color to the tree. I mean, or however you do it, that would have been nice.
Yeah, I know. Let me tell you, what scares me more than anything, and I say this every week or when I'm on, what scares me more than anything right now is we're two years and a couple months into this administration's
2.5 years, tenure. You can say, basically.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And we got another 2.5 years. I mean, if things don't change, I don't think people realize how bad it's getting financially for people, you know, from going just the basic needs of going to the food store to BPL to whatever. I mean, I think more people are starting to see it now than saw it before.
Yeah, yeah.
I just saw in the newspaper Purity Bakery's going up 2% 3% on there because of the cost. And I think that's something as a country that we need to tackle. You know,
it's going to be 2024 is going to be in a rough year. But you see, we're preaching, some people are preaching, everybody working, you know, jobs that people are getting hired. But the economy is getting more and more expensive to live. A realtor told me the other day that he's spending 5 to 10% more on goods that he's shipping in, and that cost has to pass on to somebody because he got to pay VAT and everything on that, so that cost goes up.
No, and I understand that, you know, you might have, but here's the thing: you're now put all these fees and new taxation on Bahamians, and you know, cut VAT on here and added it to breadbasket and everything, but you're still giving out contracts without going through the proper procedure. The Procurement Act is not being used. You know, it's things like that. And it just dumbfounds me. And as you would say, flying around, and, you know, that money could be used for other things. And here's something that I said to somebody today, and I know I'm not as old as you, sir. But You probably know more about it, but think about when the farms were in Eleuthera and going down
Hatchetbe farms.
And, right. And think of Abaco with the limes and the oranges all that.
Yes.
Why don't we give incentives back to the Bahamians to get on that mass scale so we don't have to import limes or, you know, certain things. A Big Bird here is growing limes now.
Okay.
They are some of the best limes I've had, you know, but I'm using that as an example. You have the land and the agriculture, Andros, you know, hog farming, you know, there's a lot. We need to become more self-sufficient. You see everybody going to backyard farming. Isn't that what our great grandparents did?
Yep.
And they exchanged, one grew tomatoes and onions, the other grew sweet peppers and that, and they would exchange.
I used to look forward to going to my grandma's house just to get the can with the feed and shake the feed to get the chickens back in the coop. And then in the morning, she used to send me to go pick up the eggs. I love that. But we got to call on there. Call you on there. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Burley. What's happening?
Hey, my brother, what you saying?
Buffalo. That's what I said. I'm on to your guest. What's your guest name again?
This is Roscoe Thompson out of Abaco.
Roscoe Thompson. How are you, Roscoe?
Good. How are you doing this afternoon?
Roscoe, love you, man. Love Abaco. Love you. But Roscoe, real talk. We don't get tired complaining and talking.
My brother, I do. Somebody said that, I do. But what more do I do? You know,
Roscoe,
you have to keep.
Let me tell you what you do.
That's
after 50 years, somebody treating you that bad, right? And every time they tell you, we can do better, and you take them back and they don't do better, you get rid of them, Roscoe. You get rid of them.
And who we put there? Who you think we should put there?
I'll put a dog there instead of the status quo, because I know what I can get with them. Another 50 years of complaining. Come on, man. Bahamas, we got to do better, man. We got to make up our minds to take the leap of faith, man. Anyway, I'm naughty off today.
Yeah, naughty got some things to deal with, yeah.
But he got some stuff to deal with. Okay, then. All right,
my brother.
Take him a call.
All right,
I appreciate. Listen, Burley, I appreciate him. And like I say, you know, I don't. And somebody said that in a text, I think, to you one time ago when I was on your show about, hey, tell Roscoe stop complaining. And it's not, and I want to make this clear, it's not so much complaining, it's just keeping the public informed of what is happening here in Abaco and, you know,
but
what's
doesn't talk about what's happening on Abaco, you just leave it alone and everything goes on, so you assume everything is good and people catch an eternal hell?
Right. And you know, what do we do? I mean, I could go and put a sign up and say, the government won't pave this road, and take pictures and do that. I mean, we've done that before. I mean, when we did that under the eponym, they paved the Spring City Road. how many times?
You got to do something that, I agree.
Here it is. You go to the paper and you know, you're on a talk show. Nothing embarrasses this government. I hate to tell you that, but nothing embarrasses this government.
It's amazing. We got another caller on the line, Mr. Producer. Caller, you on there. How you doing?
Early.
Hey.
How you doing?
How you good, darling? What you saying?
I know. I know where that caller was going.
That's my guy. I know. But we can get there soon. We can get there in that conversation soon.
Like they say, right? You're tired of complaining. Like you ask them, who we going to put this? Well, we might be in the ship rocking from side to side. But at least he's still in the ship, right?
Amen. Amen.
Very strong kid, right?
That's true.
So who knows? Jesus Christ. Let's say we ship and go to somebody else. Then what happened?
See, I don't mind you. I don't have a problem you tell me.
You know, the life. Huh?
I don't have a problem you telling me, come do this, come go this way with me. But when I ask you to go this way with me, I want to know the name of the street. I want to know where I go in. I want to know. You can't tell me, take the leap of faith, and I go down with dead end corner. The next time I look up to one corner, I end up to one corner. I ain't supposed to end up doing. I come out there with Rob and Shot or whatever. So my bottom line is, show me what you got better than I got, and let's talk. But don't tell me, take the leap of faith, because I put my faith in God.
Hell no. Okay, then.
Thank you, my darling. Roscoe.
No, man, Pearly, I hope, you know, I say this with all sincerity. I don't want to see any government fail the Bahamas, because if they fail, then that means we as a country fail.
No, I agree. You know, I don't have to support you. I want you to succeed.
But the thing, what I've seen so far has shown me that we're going down a road that is a bumpy, there's going to be some mountains to climb. You know, I mean, there's a lot that, boy, I don't even want to get into that. That it's scary to know what could be down the road in store for a lot of Bahamians that don't see it right now.
Roscoe, I get one blow the throat at you. Somebody poking you right here. Where was your guess? And I know you have an answer for this. That's why I'm going to read this. Where was your guess voice when Abaco was being invaded by illegals when Ingram was PM and MP?
Oh, how about this? I forget. And this is, you know, people forget that me and I respect him wholeheartedly, the former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Ingram. And let me say this first and most. Me and him disagreed on some issues and some things. So where was I? I ran for the DNA. And then I went back to the FNM after that. So I was there. But yes, I did speak out. We were actually knocking houses down with John Schaefer, the Ministry of Works. And council was actually knocking and was actually ordered by the PM at that time to stop. And I disagreed, and we stood out and spoke out about that. That is something that, because trust me, I was chairman of our township from 2007 to, you know, before I decided to run, and I had to give, you know.
So did the Texan didn't quite understand this? You didn't have the platform like you have now, the voice, but you were a very vocal person.
Very vocal back then, yes. In regards that we did not have social media like we did. Back then, like it is nowadays. But yes, I was very vocal. You can go back. You know, there's pop-ups when they come on Facebook of us discussing it.
Yep.
At rallies and things like that. No, I did. Trust me. You know, and like I said to the former Prime Minister, and I will say it live on air. I said, sir, I don't want to say regret, but I said, you know, I do apologize. The decision I made was a decision I have to live with, and that is something. But I did apologize to him, okay. In that regards, yeah. And I respect the man wholeheartedly. You know, he to me right now, you see this division. You know, they talk about this division and all this. I, you know what? You F and M, you PLP, your DNA, your DNA, your COI, your COI. In 2026, the people will decide who will be the government of the Bahamas. Amen, I see.
Let's take this last caller before we go. Caller, you on the air. You got 30 seconds, sorry.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. Yeah, just a quick chronology, seeing that Roscoe was talking about farming, et cetera, right?
Uh-huh.
So just a quick chronology of the BS that we've been going through since independence, since, right? Not dense, because we're still dense, right? Now, the thanks to our very, very clairvoyant governments, right? The country is in a state of it. They for too long, they have been saying that tourism is the savior of the day, which in tourism is very integral, right? But they haven't diversified, and they should have had the vision to do so. So this is where the problem lies. We've been relying on tourism for so long until they can't see beyond that.
Gotcha.
See what I'm saying, Pearly? Yeah. It's time for us to really, really
diversify,
push the country forward. Food and cultivation, run your country.
Amen.
I'm not concerned about the bread casket items, because that's all they are. They're sending us to the grave. Corn, beef, and all those garbage.
I gotcha. Thank you, caller. Roscoe, dude, that's our time is up, Roscoe.
Yeah, man, it's enjoy. Pearly, I enjoy being with you.
Thank you so much.
And hey, listen, like I say, hey, we are one. And my late grandfather and late Orville Turnquest and Algernon Allen and all them with One Bahamas and a lot more Bahamians that got, we are a One Bahamas.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I want people to know, no matter where we might stand, we have to do what we need to do for our country. If that's speak out while you're in opposition, then that's speak out. If you're in government, do what the people need to be done and be accountable for that. And I agree with the caller. We need to diversify and look at ways where we are not, where the burden is not put on the backs of the Bahamian people.
Amen.
That's a big
thing. With that, well said. Been a great 1 hour. We're going to take a break, go to the news. When we get back, we can talk some sports. Some big things happen. I hope to hear from my Kansas City, Georgia Bulldog fan on this show today. Both his teams lost. Thank you for listening. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty and Talking Heads. Thank you, Roscoe, for joining me today. Look forward to you and I having a chit-chat again sometime soon. We'll be back right after the news, and we'll be talking sports. Take care.
God bless.
The Water and Sewage Corporation celebrates you this holiday season. Make your bills merrier and brighter with our exciting holiday promotion. Pay your bill in full between December 1st and 15th, 2023, and you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win amazing prizes. Simply visit any Water and Sewage Corporation location or our social media pages to find out more about the promotion and how you can participate. This holiday season, let us make your bills merrier and brighter. Happy holidays from the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale, and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you as the essential one. The one bringing the chicken. Enjoy a KFC festive bucket packed with 8 pieces of golden fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon Pepsi in a free reusable beverage bag. Available for a limited time, the reusable drink bags are perfect for your future festive feasts. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back. Talking Heads here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. It's sports time. Time to talk a little sports. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty today. How everybody doing? Interesting NFL weekend. Interesting NFL weekend. Boy. But let's get right into it. You know, first of all, we can't do this without people who have faith in us and you, the listeners in particular, are the ones that mean the most. And then the people who pay the bills, the sponsors who allow us to be here. So we want to say thank you to BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Lowe's Wholesale, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros. Thank you, guys. Thank you so, so much for making it possible for Pearly to be here today. We're so excited about this. Great weekend in sports. Great weekend. Some good basketball, both NBA and NCAA, male and female. And then we had some super college football. The college Final Four are out. Some people in the uproar. I don't know if I like it so much so, but we'll talk about that a little bit. But let's get right into it today in sports history. December 4th, 2023, today in sports history. In 1943, Baseball Commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis announced that any club was free to employ black players. In 1964, Major League Baseball established a free agent draft that would take effect in 1965. In 1977, the NFL's 5,000th game was played. In 1977, Tony Dorsett of the Dallas Cowboys rushed for 206 yards against the Philadelphia Eagles. He became only the third rookie to rush for more than 200 yards in a game. In 1987, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was held to only 7 points in a game, establishing an NBA low of 787 straight games. Establishing an NBA record of 787 games, straight games with double-digit points. In 1997, the National Basketball Association, the NBA, suspended Latrell Sprewell of the Golden State Warriors for 1 year for choking and threatening to kill his coach, P.J. Carlissimo. In 1997, John Elway of the Denver Broncos surpassed the 3,000 yards for the season. It was his 12th consecutive season to pass for more than 3,000 yards. In 1997, Barry Sanders of the Detroit Lions set an NFL record when he rushed for over 100 yards in 12 consecutive games. And in 2001, O.J. Simpson was involved in an incident at another motorist in Miami, Florida. Simpson was accused of scratching the other motorist's face while pulling off the man's glasses. And our sports quote of the day, before you can win a game, you have to not lose it. Chuck Knoll, the ex-Pittsburgh Steelers coach. Interesting. What's happening to him in sport? Oh, just, best of the best of this weekend. Champions were crowned in the best of the best. And Long Island and Exuma dominated the regatta. Totally dominated the regatta this weekend. I think Silent Partner from the A, which is from Exuma, A Division 1. The new Susan Chase took from Long Island took the B Division. and Sassy Sue from Long Island took the C division, and then I think Exuma took the E division as well. And that's a smaller boat. So that was a wonderful weekend. The sailing was wonderful. It was a great turnout. Sailing is such a wonderful sport. Our friends had the champions, our Bahamas Youth Flag Football League. Champions crowned as Bahamas Youth Flag Football League season end. That was a great weekend they had. And here we go, here we go. Comets SAC dominate BAISS cross country. Queens College took three divisions, and St. Augustine's took three divisions. And I think Temple Christian got a division, and another school got a division. The Comets won the under 7, under 13 girls, under 15 boys, and under 20 girls. SAC came away with the under 13 boys, under 17 girls, and under 20 boys. And Temple Christian and Windsor Preparatory School, the Suns captured the under 15 girls, and Windsor took the under 17 boys division. So that was some great, great stuff. You know, SAC and QC, the rivalry continues, and building up to the BAISS track and field championships are coming up. So we'll see what that happened. I think that's in February, March. So that'll be March, usually is. That'll be fun to see as the rivalry between St. Augustine's and QC Comets continues. SAC is the best. So what's happening out there? You know, this weekend was and let's talk, it was called Championship Weekend in college football. And Alabama beat Georgia. Alabama beat Georgia. Oh, my goodness. And you know, I ain't hear from Georgia. You know, I ain't hear from my KC Georgia fan today, because I don't know what he could possibly tell me to change what happened with Alabama and Georgia. Did Georgia overlook Alabama? And then what makes it worse now, Georgia dropped from number 1 to number 6. And Alabama climbed from number 8 to number 4. Florida State, 12-0, did not make the Final Four. And the rationale behind that is because of their injured quarterback. Is that how it goes? Is that how it should be? I mean, Florida State is upset. So you got Michigan, who won the Big Ten title. I think they beat, 26 to nothing? Let me double check the score, because I don't want to give you the wrong score, you know. I don't want to give you the wrong score. I want to make sure you know the right thing. Yeah, 26 to nothing, they beat Iowa. I wasn't so impressed with Michigan against Iowa, but Iowa has a great defense. But Michigan shut them out. Iowa can't score, so that wasn't hard to do. So Michigan is the Big Ten champion that makes them number 1. And then you had Florida State, which was lackluster. Their number 1 quarterback and number 2 quarterback was out. So they were lackluster. I think they won 16-6. No kind of offense. Defense was, of course, championship material. So that was quite interesting. So you got Michigan number 1. Then you know, of course, Alabama beat Georgia. Texas won the Big 12 championship. They plummeted Oklahoma State 49-21. And then Miami of Ohio. So you've got, what's the standings now? I won't give it to you right now. You've got Michigan number 1. And a lot of people are upset with all of this, but you know, it is what it is. It is what it, there we go. Michigan number 1. Washington is number 2. Texas number 3. And Alabama number 4. Now the AP got themselves, because you know AP is different. That's the college playoff rankings for the national title. AP got them ranked differently. AP got Michigan 1, Washington 2, Texas 3, Florida State 4, Alabama 5, and Georgia 6. I don't understand why Georgia dropped so far. Because if you consider Alabama top 14, should Georgia? I guess you had to have an SEC team, and some people are saying. And I think that's the way they just wanted to get an SEC team, and then particularly they wanted Alabama in there. And Alabama did them favors by winning, beating Georgia. So Alabama is there. So you got Michigan is going to play Alabama, and Washington is going to play Texas. My sleeper team is Texas. And I think we'll see a Texas Michigan national championship, and I think Michigan is going to take it on, because Michigan is a focused team in terms of they have one goal and one goal. Players came back because they won this national title. They've been through a lot of adversity, having their coach suspended six times, three times at the beginning of the season, and just came off a three-game suspension. I was able to go in there and win the championship with their offensive coordinator as acting coach. So that Michigan is a team to look at. I'm disappointed in Georgia. I thought Georgia would have three-peated it. Alabama came there to play. Alabama ran the ball on Georgia, ran it down their throats, kept chunking out yards, kept Georgia's offense off the field as much as possible. Played a well-coached game. I got to give Nick Saban that. And they beat Georgia. And they beat Georgia. And I think the Georgia fans are heartbroken. A lot of them don't know what to do with this cut they got. You know, they had an opportunity to be there. I think the guy missed the field goal. So it was a 27-24. And the thing about it, when Georgia jumped up, Georgia had the lead. I mean, Georgia took the lead. Alabama didn't flinch. They answered back. They didn't flinch. And they played a good game. They played a really good game, and I was really impressed with what they did. Boy, that was interesting. So now I think there's a few weeks break, and then I think they go into the playoffs. Then you got a lot of other bowl games coming up. And then here's what happens now. Take those two games out of the way, the playoff games out of the way. You're going to have some players who are not going to play in bowls. Caleb Williams is one of them, the former Heisman Trophy winner from USC. He's not going to play in the bowl, whatever bowl USC goes to. Because he doesn't want to take that chance of getting hurt and affecting his draft status. So next year, the college football will expand to 12 teams. And I think this argument will pretty much go away. Now, it was supposed to start this year. But I think you had the Big Ten, the ACC, and another, I want to say the Pac-12 or the Big 12. I can't, don't quote me on that, but I know for sure it's the Big Ten and the ACC who fought against going to 12 teams this season. And guess who got affected the most by that? Florida State and the ACC team. Now, Florida State, if they didn't go with it, Florida State would have been in the playoffs today as the number 5 team. They would have been playing in 3 weeks. So next year, the college playoffs would be a 12-team playoff. I don't know how they're going to do the games. I don't know if the first four are going to get a bye, and then the bottom 8 play, and then they play the top 4. I don't know. That's the only way I can see it happening. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Boy, it was, and I basically sat down all day Saturday and watched football. It was fun. And you had some really good games. And then the final standings came out yesterday at 12. And so we found, but that's not the final standings. That's the standings coming into the playoffs. The final standings will then come out right after the playoffs, right after the championships. All right. So I like it. I like it. So you've got Michigan number 1, Washington number 2, Texas 3, Alabama 4, Florida State 5, Georgia 6. Ohio State 7, Oregon 8, Missouri 9, Penn State 10, Ole Miss 11, Oklahoma 12. Now, what I found interesting is Liberty, which is 13-0, is ranked 23rd. Division I school, but not a powerhouse ranking conference. So they need to look at going to different conferences. They finished 13-0, but only ranked 23rd, not even in the money for anything like that. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. There's some good talent. There was some good talent out there this year in college football. The Heisman Trophy is going to be interesting to see, because you've got the kid Beck from Georgia. You've got Caleb Williams, the backup. You've got Nix from Oregon. And then you get Penix from Washington. So it's going to be interesting to see where the Heisman Trophy goes. keep an eye on that. This is, I think this may be one of the most competitive Heisman trophies in a while. And then plus you got the kid from Ohio State, the wide receiver, who's being considered as well. So that's gonna be quite interesting to see how that pans out in terms of who wins the Heisman Trophy there. They'll all get invited to New York for the ball and for the awards ceremony, but we don't know. I don't know. But we'll see. But I'm gonna throw this out every minute because I'm not gonna hear from my good friend from Kansas City. He was so convincing. So convincing that the Georgia Bulldogs are going to three-peat. And they did not look good on Saturday. You could see that the tight end is not 100%. And you can see that they had some key injuries that probably affected their status or affected their game. So, boy, I don't know. I don't know what to say about them. NFL. Another great Sunday in the NFL. Those Dallas Cowboys. Now we've got ourselves some interesting races in a lot of divisions. Some really interesting races in a lot of divisions. And I'm excited to see about it. Now, San Francisco spanked the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Spanked them yesterday, 42-19. Up and down the field, they pretty outplayed Hurts. Outplayed him, 300-plus yards, 4 touchdown passes. No sacks. Or was it 2 sacks? I can't remember that. But he outplayed him. He really outplayed him. And he looked pretty good. Made all the right plays. McCaffrey was dynamite. Was phenomenal. Was a beast yesterday. He played a great game. And the 49ers came there and spanked up the Eagles really well. Now, what does that say for the game this weekend coming up Sunday night? What does that say? Because, you know, I was leaning towards Dallas may be able to pull that game off. But Philly lost. And you know what they did to Miami when they came off a loss? Will they regroup and come and take it out on Dallas? do we think that did they find some vulnerability in Philly? I don't know. Mr. Medusa, I got one call up. I hope this is. Call you on the air. Come to me.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, brother?
I must give Green Bay thanks.
Why do you want to give Green Bay thanks? Because they beat Kansas City?
He's already that, but he put the Dolphins up in first place in the AFC.
But no, I think Baltimore still got us.
I know Baltimore still. You check that?
I think I'll double check while we got you in the air.
I have it here.
They got Dolphins, Miami's number one eight.
Number one in the East, yeah, 998. Yo, you can check that now.
I trying to pull up the old, I'm pulling it up.
Yeah,
all right,
pull up the new stats now. Don't pull up the old one.
Yeah, you're right. They've got Philadelphia overall. Let me go to the AFC.
Yeah, they'll see.
They got Miami's number one. Yeah. And then the Ravens. Yeah, 9-3. Yeah,
that's a 9, right?
Yeah, 9-3. Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah.
But you know, so I guess if the season was to end today, Miami will have a bye and they'll host the second week. Yeah. But we still got 5 more games to go. You got a game against Baltimore. You got a game against Dallas, and you got a game against Buffalo, which are key games.
I thought Tennessee plays eight. Who we got?
I think we got Tennessee. I think it's Tennessee first.
That easy.
Yeah, we got Tennessee, and then you got to see it at home. We got the Jets at home. We got the Cowboys at home, and then we go to Baltimore on the 31st. So you got Tennessee on the 11th. That's a Sunday night game. That's a Monday night game.
Yeah, then I think that's a Monday night game.
Then you got the Jets Sunday at 1. Then you've got the Cowboys Christmas Eve at 4:25. Right. And then you got the Ravens on New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve, then New Year's Eve, you got the Ravens at 1 o'clock, and then we end the season on the 7th at home at Baltimore. Buffalo, they haven't determined the time of that game yet, because if that's a playoff implication game, it'll play at a really good time.
And by that time, you already crunched the AFC East.
I think if we're able to beat the Titans and the Jets, I think the Dolphins can really beat the Cowboys. The Dolphins can run the table. They're dangerous, but I still think the Dolphins can beat the Cowboys. And I go on record saying that. I go on record. I'm telling you that now on national radio.
You don't want to say it, though.
All right, that's all right. Let me be the lone wolf. Let me be the lone wolf.
I
ain't scared of them. I'm more afraid of Baltimore than I am of the Dallas Cowboys.
Baltimore.
That's the point I'm trying to raise you. I'm more afraid of the Ravens than I am of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
All right. And I think that Miami will. I think Miami could run the table, and finish 14-3. That's a possibility.
Sounds good. I agree with your faith.
That's a good possibility. Okay. I am concerned about the Holland being gone, and Phillips comes back, and he should be back. I like what Riley did in backup yesterday for Jerome Baker. Riley looked good yesterday. So we'll see some things happening. I think Miami will be all right. This could be the year at least to win a playoff game.
Going to the NFC, that Philadelphia Eagles look good.
Well, they didn't look too good yesterday. The 49ers spanked them like little children. Which to me is a scary thing for Dallas next week, because they got Dallas next week.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thing, because you know they did to us coming off a loss. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
The 49ers surprised me, though.
Why you say that?
I thought they'd do better.
I think the 49ers is probably the best team in football right now. And some people don't want to hear that.
What is their record, though?
They're 9-3 as well. But they suffered three losses when they're three
right.
best. But understand it now. McCaffrey, Kittle, and Debo was out. Their three best players were out. Their three best players are back. And if they stay healthy, they're a very difficult team to beat.
Do you think they can make the playoff in the Super Bowl?
I think the 49ers could be the team coming out of the NFC for the Super Bowl. Like, they could be the team. I think be honest with you, the 49ers, the Cowboys, or the Eagles could be any one of those three. But mark this conversation today. Do not, if the Los Angeles Rams make the playoffs, do not sleep on them. That's all I can say.
So you think who you like the Dolphin to meet in the Super Bowl?
It doesn't matter. I just won't get there.
You there?
I just won't get there. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. For a long time, Dolphin fan, the last time he was to the Super Bowl, the 49ers spank us. I would rather play them and spank them back.
So you rule the Kansas City out then?
I don't think they're the team. I don't think they have the offense. Their vulnerability was shown yesterday.
Yeah.
And when number 10 got thrown out of the game, they were even more vulnerable.
And he got a good quarterback, you know.
They got probably the best quarterback in football, but
you're
only as good as the players you got around you. Mm-hmm. And even though they made fun of Tyreek Hill, and they don't miss Tyreek Hill, they're missing Tyreek Hill right now.
Yes. Let's turn the basketball flying up.
Yeah.
The Heat look good, eh?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Who you
was in basketball? I've been for 50 years. I've been putting 51 years. I've been putting for the Lakers. I'm a Will Chamberlain Laker fan. Let's get that right.
Depend on LeBron to make it through.
It doesn't matter. I don't like LeBron, but he's a Laker. He has my support as long as he's a Laker. And the Lakers cannot depend on LeBron alone. They need everybody to come together like they did last year in the playoffs.
Well, Buddy Hield then beat us the other day. I think they beat Miami.
Yeah, buddy needs to get out of Indiana, come to L.A.
But that one come to Miami.
Listen to you.
You want to come to Miami?
Pumpkin, I gone. Be good.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
You
can take our first break. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty and Talking Heads on Guardian Radio. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more sports. We'll do our picks. And we're going to hear from Colin, the Herd, today. He's going to talk a little bit about the 49ers game yesterday and how Purdy outplayed Mahomes. We'll be right back.
Refined style with elegant taste. Divine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, Divine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, Divine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Divine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Play with Island Games. We making
dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Hello?
Hey girl, what you saying? I just was calling to check up on you.
Hey girl, everything fine, but I just
can't talk right now. I gotta go to the clinic.
The clinic? Everything okay with you?
Yeah girl, everything fine with me. I just trying to get this little one ready because he has an appointment for his childhood vaccination.
Well, Logan's 6 years old. I haven't taken him for his last vaccine
appointment since before the pandemic.
Did you know that the childhood vaccinations
could protect these little ones from preventable diseases like polio,
rubella, measles, and mumps? So these vaccinations for the little ones is the best we could do for them.
I'm going to make that appointment for him because I need him to get up to date with all of his vaccines.
Let me let you go, but call me back when you come back home.
Mommy, I need to go get my vaccines.
This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, PAHO, WHO, and the Canadian government.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And we're back. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty Today, Talking Heads. Guardian Radio 96.9 FO, the sports FM, FM, the sports guys. We're talking some sports. Let's see, I got a couple of texts here. Pearly question, is Tyreek Hill the ultimate offensive weapon? I think you saw him yesterday. I mean, and you can say, oh, that's only Washington. Yeah, okay, we can say it's only Washington. But that brought a fast. And one of the announcers said they run that same play when they overload the three wide receivers on one side and they put him there and they run that, and they still can't stop it. Boy. Pearly, I bet you the Sox student that won that. Now you see, look at the rules. I bet the 20, how can be 28 in high school to begin with? Second of all, the age groups, under 20, under 13, under 15 or 17, I think the age was. Under those ages. So don't do it. You're going to hate us. Pearly, if Miami make it to the Super Bowl, Tuna fans will talk about it for the next, yes. We'll talk about it for the next 500 years. Yes. I can let you know this now. I can put it out there. If Miami make it to the Super Bowl, I will become that guy. You will hear me from here to Jibrim. Good evening, sir. How is it that Dorky had a double blow this weekend? Hey, you Dodger, what new from the hot stove? We can talk some baseball in a minute. We can talk a little bit of baseball in a minute. But we ain't running away from what went down this weekend in the NFL. We didn't talk about all the games. Miami was prolific. Quite outstanding. I can become that guy on this show today just for that. Just for that one text right there, I can become that guy today. Put a whooping on my good cousin Eric, Washington Commanders. I still can't get my head wrapped around Commanders. The Washington Redskins / Commanders. 45 to 15. We got a call on there, Mr. Producer. I can rub this score in a little. 45 to 15. Producer, call you on there. How you doing?
My good brother, how are you?
Hi there. How are you?
Why are you going to be like that, man? Why are you going to be like that?
I had a goosey you till you called me, man.
Listen, no, I don't goosey me. Listen to me. I'm literally, my car's down. It's in my mother's car, but I can't figure out this Japanese radio. I don't even know what you're talking about, but I say I have to call it because I ain't going to let you on say I suck. So I literally just said, Siri, call Guardian Radio. Okay? So, listen.
What happened to Georgia, man? Please tell me what happened to Georgia.
Pearly, you know the last time I had a bad Saturday and a Sunday?
I don't know the last time, but boy, it's I felt for you yesterday. I felt for you yesterday.
2019.
I'm not too worried about what Green Bay did. I can live with that. I want to know what happened to Georgia. That really.
Well, I mean, you know, the rest didn't help us that well.
No.
And to be honest with you, but we didn't play well. But we played well enough to win if the refs do their job. But I can't complain. At the end of the day, my problem wasn't even the game. Problem is, if our one loss is to Alabama.
Yes.
Okay? And Texas's one loss is to Oklahoma State. And they play in the Big 12, which is weak. They played one top 10 team all year, Bama. They beat them.
Yeah.
We played four top 10 teams. We played the hardest schedule in the nation. Everybody's going, oh, they don't play nobody. We played the hardest schedule in the nation. Four top 25 teams. Three of them at one point were in the top 10. We lost one game in the conference finals. And we don't get it?
I don't understand it either. And I don't think they would put two SEC teams in, and they needed to put Alabama in there. Because they just believe that Alabama so goes around is everything.
They did it before.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They did it before. And they did it. Here's the problem I hate with it. They did it when Bama had one loss.
Yep.
All right? And we had no losses. And Bama beat us in the conference final. And they still put us in and put Bama in. And made sure we didn't play until the finals. And we beat them 2 years ago.
Yep.
So it is. I mean, I don't even talk about Florida State. You can't tell me that. So the whole season makes no difference if you're quarterback game.
And they shut down no matter what. All right, you ain't got a quarterback, but you got defense that shut down. So you say the defense, he can come and start up and shut down a Michigan or shut down a Washington.
But do you remember Ohio State's last championship?
Yes.
Do you remember that was their quarterback got hurt?
Yes.
And they brought in the boy and they put them in?
Yes, I remember.
They put them in.
I remember.
It's like, wait, listen to me.
Listen, okay, so from the season started, they were trying to find a way to talk Alabama into the top four. Even though Alabama made it easy by beating Georgia and gave them a good excuse, because they would have died if Alabama lost to Georgia. There was no way they would have been in with two losses.
Listen to me. If they beat us by 10, 13, 14, they beat us by 3. In a game where obviously the referee officiating was garbage.
Yeah,
right?
It's been garbage on both in college football and NFL this year. I don't understand it.
But anyway, it just... My brother, all I can tell you is,
I'm disappointed. I thought my whole thing about it, I think if Georgia plays Alabama again, Georgia stomps them to the ground.
Oh, I mean, if you saw the thing, Brock Bowers couldn't even walk after
that. No, I watched the game. He limped. I surprised. He was maybe 70%. I watched it. I was like, wow, okay.
I mean, McConkey was going out every other play.
Yep.
There was just no way for him to be able to do anything. I mean,
you had a lot of injuries.
But at the end of the day, you know what? I mean, like I said, the game is not what bothered me as much. You cannot tell me that the four teams you have right there are the best four teams.
I don't think so. I would accept Texas maybe as a number four, but I don't see how Georgia's out, and I really can't understand how Florida State is out. And if it's all right, let's say you put Georgia because they lost and they put Georgia. Okay, fine. Let's live with that for a second. But Florida State, I don't see it.
Yeah. So
I thought it should have been status quo.
All I could say is the struggle is real.
But let me ask you this now, what happened in Kansas City? But we know that there was obvious pass interference. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, Stevie Wonder could have seen that was a pass interference.
So the issue is any given Sunday and bad officiating. That's all you could do.
That's true, you know. And the thing about it is, I think officiating in the NFL this year has been atrocious. I think it's been terrible.
Horrible. It's been horrible.
Naughty put it up in Philadelphia and the Dolphins, and I watched Philadelphia last week. I think one or two penalties against 15 or something like that. And I watched that game. It's like they wanted so bad for Green Bay to be relevant again.
Of course.
And of course, it was like, wow, come on, man. That guy was all over him.
Yeah. It is what it is. We got to play better. You know what? I can say it right now. We should have never let the enemy go. the enemy last year. There was all y'all missed Tyree.
I think you missed Tyree. Yes, you did. You did win a Super Bowl without Tyreek. You know, yes, you sure did. But you sure ain't winning it this year without him.
You know what the difference is from last year to this year? No B enemy. We basically have the same roster except Rashee Rice. We had the same roster. We switched out Juju Schuster for Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Other than that, the team is the same. The defense is playing better. All right? What's the big difference from last year?
I don't know.
You don't be enemy. You have Nagy. Who told us? Don't even get me started with Nagy. You should never again. All right?
But it ain't over yet.
I'm going to call all of my Dolphin friends and all of my Sixer friends and all of my Boston friends to figure out how to deal with this spirit of losing, because I don't know how to deal with it. I never really when it comes to football, you know what I'm saying? So I tell them, I can't even feel bad. I just feel strange. This is like alien to me. So I need to ask them, especially the Dolphins. They've been doing this for 50 plus years, but they exploit something.
All you do is you just keep living on that Super Bowl you've been without Tyreek, and you use that as your crutch.
Listen to me. Super Bowl, then the next year, Georgia wins, and then the next year, Super Bowl and Georgia wins. I love them good.
So this year, Georgia ain't winning. We know that.
There'll be no new Georgia, so now I got to put my hopes on the seat. That's all.
Oh, Lord. We'll see what happens.
Yes, my brother. All the best.
Okay, brother. Thanks for calling. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
All right. There you have it. So let's get into our picks, brought to you by Highland Games. Please, $250,000. Just put $20 in your account, and you're in. For $250,000, we had a cash in prize of $50,000 cash. I think you get some couple Toyota cars, cruises, trips to Vegas, flat screen TVs. It is a wonderful time and a wonderful giveaway with our friends at Highland Games. We encourage you, $20 down, and you enter, but do it responsibly. Yes, let's see what we got now. All right, we got Monday Night Football tonight. You got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think Burrow is still out. Let's check. Let's see. Yeah, Burrow is he's on the IR. See, Burrow's done. And then Taylor Britt is on the IR. He's out. Boy, I don't see much hope for Cincinnati Jaguars by 10. I'll take Jaguars. And you know what? I'll take the points as well with Jaguars. Now, the NBA in-season tournament quarterfinals start now, elimination. So you're in, you win and you move on. So you got Boston at Indiana today, okay? And I go on with Boston today, 5.5. I'll take the points with Boston today. Then you got the Sacramento Kings hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. Let's go to the Kings. And the points, 3.5, I think Kings will beat them worse than that. So you got, and there'll be two other games tomorrow. So all the games coming forward now would be the quarterfinals, and then once that is over next weekend, the 9th and 10th, you're going to be in Vegas, and they'll have the semifinals. Now all these games, including the semifinals, count to the regular season shed record, and then except not the championship game. So the championship game will be Sunday the 10th. Sunday the 10th. So you got the in season quarterfinals one and done. Over the next couple of days, which counts against your regular season record. Then the semifinal games, which will be Saturday in Vegas, will count against your regular season record. And then the championship, which does not count against your regular season record, will be played. So that should be kind of fun to see. Let's quickly jump ahead. You got the Knicks and the Bucks tomorrow, and the Lakers and the Suns tomorrow. So we'll see how it goes, and we just keep watch of it, and hopefully we'll have a good time. Couple of games in the NCAA. You got Purdue at Iowa. Let's go with Purdue over Iowa. Alabama, right? Alabama always has a pretty gutsy team every year. They got Arkansas State. I think Alabama, 24-point favorites. I don't know if it's going to be that much. I don't know if it's going to be that much. And then you get a couple of female games today. Penn State at West Virginia, Maryland, East Carolina, Northeastern Syracuse, Houston, Wichita State. That's what we got for tonight. It's been real. We're going to take our first break. We're going to take our last break, not our first break. Take our last break. When we come back, the Herd is going to come on. He's going to talk a little bit about the 49ers win yesterday. He's going to talk about how Purdy outplayed Mahomes. I'll rub it in a little more. But it's been a good 2 hours. Fun to be on a Monday. Have a great week. I'll see you tomorrow when I with Naughty at 5, and then I'll see you on Thursday. When I'll be here, Talk Thursday Talking Heads with Pearly. That's a new name. Ain't tell Naughty that name yet. Thursday Talking Heads with Pearly. So I'll see you on Thursday full time. It's been great. Have a great day. Please drive safe and get home safe today. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty and Talking Heads on Guiding Rally 96.9 FM. Have a great afternoon.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Planning for Christmas couldn't be easier with Kelly's House and Home. We have a fantastic range of gift ideas for men and women and all the latest toys for the kids. Our Christmas department is filled with trees, ornaments, lights, garland, and so much more. We have everything you need to keep your family Christmas traditions alive. Check out our holiday shopping guide on kellysbahamas.com. We make shopping easier for you with online shopping and in-store pickup. Kelly's House and Home is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Happy holidays from Kelly's House and Home.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's. We put fashion at your feet.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money. Guaranteed with DIC.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive big box loaded with 2 pieces of your favorite fried chicken, 4 pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's official. The San Francisco 49ers are the most talented team in the league. It's not worth arguing. They're 9-0 when healthy. They blew the doors off the Cowboys and humiliated the Eagles. When healthy, this roster, even missing their great safety, Hufanga, to an injury, it's the best roster in the league. It's not particularly close. I mean, Brock Purdy against the Cowboys and Eagles, 8 touchdowns, no picks. He's a 7th-round pick. But, and it's a big but, their physical style and the age of some of San Francisco's stars, they are weathered, they've taken a lot of hits, they get banged up, makes them vulnerable to injuries. And that's what we all knew, right? We've talked about this. Philadelphia's best chance, Baltimore's best chance, the Chiefs' best chance, Detroit's best chance, the Cowboys' best chance is to catch the Niners in a week that Trent Williams has got a sore hammy or, you know, Debo's not quite right. That's your chance to beat them. Because at full strength, they humiliate you. They don't humiliate the bad teams. They humiliate the second, third, fourth, fifth best teams in the league. What is Brock Purdy? Well, he's first in everything in the NFL. First in completion percentage, yards per attempt, passer rating. Is he the next Brady? Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer, undrafted. Tony Romo, undrafted, great player. Tom Brady, Hall of Famer, GOAT, 6th-rounder. I don't view him as that. I view him, however, as a product of his environment to some degree. I think he's good, but I don't view him as a top 5 or 6 quarterback. But what he's great at in this system is he's great at what he is being asked to do. And Philadelphia in this matchup has a huge issue that's not going away. Their cornerbacks and their linebackers are kind of just guys. And San Francisco's skill players, tight end, receivers, running backs, are Hall of Fame level players. It is a big problem that's not going away. Trade deadline's passed. It's not changing. That's why San Francisco's Debo Samuel was talking trash. That's why the staff was confident and coached the way it did. They look at film. They're better at this than us. They saw Debo and Kittle and Ayuk and Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams and Brock Purdy, and they looked at that secondary and those linebackers, and they knew this is a mismatch. You watched it. It was a mismatch against Dallas. But it's more problematic against Philadelphia because Dallas has some players on the back end. Your Micah Parsons, Bland now at corner, Stephon Gilmore. Philadelphia is pretty weak back there. And we have to be honest about Philadelphia. They lost both linebackers, and they lost both coordinators. And they were good coordinators. Their offensive coordinator now could make the playoffs with Gardner Minshew. They lost great people in the building. And so all those blowout wins, the margins have changed. Last year, their defense was 8th. This year, it's 24th. Last year, Jalen Hurts played comfortably and with huge leads. Now he often trails, and he's outgained. The NFL season is truth serum. You eventually, the weather gets crappy, your team's dinged up, and the truth comes out. And the truth is, San Francisco's the most talented team in the league. Philadelphia may be second, but they're way back. And Philadelphia, another truth, misses their great offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen, who's taking Gardner Minshew to the playoffs. They're not the same offense. And frankly, they're very average on the back, very average. And so from 8th to 24th in defense, from leads to falling behind on offense, you saw it. San Francisco's got better players, a better coach, and right now a better system and better momentum. They play again. It won't be a blowout. It's hard to blow out really good teams twice. But that was a statement, and it wasn't a fluke or luck. Better player, better coach, better momentum, better health, blowout. All right, Green Bay, Kansas City. Brutal call at the end. We'll talk about that later. But the most encouraging part of Jordan Love's performance last night. A, he had no fear of letting it rip now. And B, Matt LaFleur is now allowing him to let it rip. They were not in the preseason. They were not in September. Love was awful in October. There was a lot of hand-holding. We kept saying it. Let it go. When you watch Jordan Love, he'll never be as precise as Aaron Rodgers. There's a lot more Favre here. He's mobile. He's got a good arm, but he can be erratic. You know, his mechanics, hit and miss, throw to throw. But there's some Favre here. And with Favre, you understood there would be ugly picks. He would miss throws. He would be wild, but he was a gamer, and he could go toe-to-toe with anybody. And I think Favre and Jordan Love, now I'm not saying he is Favre, but he made a couple throws last night. He's not going to be precise. That's not what he is. His game, like Favre's, is built around swagger and confidence. And when he's allowed, remember, we kept saying this over and over, Matt, let him go. He's the kind of athlete that needs he needs some space. He's not a precision thrower. He's not Peyton, right? Like not Russell Wilson, no mistakes, although he had three yesterday. There are certain players that play certain ways. They're kind of predictable. You know what they're going to do. Even when they move around, it's kind of predictable. That's not Favre. That's not Josh Allen. That's not Mahomes. And that's not Jordan Love, though he's not in that class yet. He got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but he was bad in October. He looked apprehensive in September, and he didn't look like anything in the preseason because they wouldn't let him do anything. But what he has now is buy-in in the building, and this is a big deal. Justin Fields has no buy-in in the building. How do I know that? Because watch the play calls. They don't trust Justin Fields. They don't trust Zach Wilson in New York. They don't trust Mac Jones or Bailey Zappe. They don't trust him. You can tell from the play calls. What last night showed you, and I said this last week, I don't care if he wins or loses. He's got to get buy-in in the building, and he's got it. You can tell from the throws. They're just letting him let it go. They were not in preseason. They were not in September. They started to in October, but Matt LaFleur deserves credit for just saying, you know, this kid's style, you could see it on YouTube at Utah State. You could see it last night in the last 2 weeks. He's not going to be a precise thrower all the time. He's going to have bad picks and wild throws. But that's not how he's not built to be precise. That was Brady. That's Kirk Cousins. That's Drew Brees. That's not what Jordan Love is. And I think Matt LaFleur deserves a lot of credit. You also have to consider this. One of the things, and we've been on this for years, one of the things Green Bay does, and they don't get a lot of credit for, is that they draft and develop offensive players about as well as anybody, and they almost never draft them in the first round. Tight ends, receivers, running backs. I mean, good God, they've drafted more wide receiver talent in the last 2 years than Belichick has in 18 years. Dobbs, Watson, Wicks, Reed, Kraft, the tight end. They got players all over the place. They're all twitchy. Watson gets banged up a lot, a bit fragile, but there's all sorts of talent here. And generationally, they're Jordan Love's age. Aaron Rodgers felt like an old front man and the band was a bunch of hipsters. Like he didn't feel like it worked. This is perfect. Jordan Love's young. Talented, he'll make mistakes. And Watson will drop passes. And Dobbs will run the wrong route. And Jordan Love won't be frustrated with him because he's their age. They're all learning together. There's an inertia, a symmetry. It's all moving in one direction. Aaron was a great talent, but it was the old guy rolling his eyes at the kids. This is like a young band. They'll hit some notes and miss on others. But more than anything, he's got the buy-in from the staff. They're letting him let it go, and they were not early. And you know, it's interesting. What Matt LaFleur is saying is we wanted him to let it go, but he wouldn't let it go. And maybe it was the pressure of Rodgers. It's title town. There's a lot of pressure being a Cowboy quarterback, a Steeler quarterback, a Packer quarterback, right? LaFleur is saying we wanted him to just let it go. So maybe it was Jordan Love not letting it go, but whatever it is, he does not look like the same player he did a month ago. He didn't even look like the same player. Last night, that throw to Watson in the back of the end zone. Whoa! Everybody, the announcers were like, what a catch. I was like, yeah, the catch is fun. I've seen that before.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.